posters and compilations and such, but
for sure. He also did a couple of Fleshtones covers. I think Jet Set Fleshtones, especially a couple of t-shirts that, and I'm not sure about covers, but definitely he's done some t-shirt work for them. Yeah, he's
a very iconic, very and I just want to
really talented guy.
Give him
really and nice guy also.
And speaking of Fleshtones, and I know you mentioned that your husband Ken Fox, who plays in the Fleshtones, also plays in your band, which makes a whole lot of sense. And then you got a couple other local players who play with you, correct?
That is correct. Yes. So on guitar we have Josh Stark. He used to play in a band called Knock Yourself Out, also with our drummer Mike Rasmus, and has played with also a bunch of other combos around Beacon and the area and in the city. And Mark Weston is the other guitar player, and he's a great songwriter in his own right, albeit a slightly different style, but he's a great guitar player. And I love having two very different guitar players coming from different musical backgrounds that really work on, you know, doing like things that work together. And that's actually something that I've always had in my, I mean, I don't call these guys my backing band. Now it feels very much like a band, but in different varieties of the Vibecus Augusta band or Vibecus Augusta with band. And back in the day, I've always had guitar players that had a very different sort of expression, way of expressing themselves. So one more punky, you know, classic rock and roll. And, you know, it really sort of like melds together in a fun way, which is cool. So hopefully that's something that we'll come across also tomorrow.
I was going to say, there's one way for anyone listening to find out, and that's because there's a show tomorrow at Get Hip Records. It's again, more information is at gethip.com, but I'll tell you the information I know. It's they're down on the North Shore, 1800 Columbus Avenue, and they're above Bicycle Heaven. Again, the show's tomorrow, and doors are at 7 p.m. So it will be a very, very fun, energetic night. So I'm just making people aware of that. Now, before we wrap up, there's a couple things I wanted to mention. Like, so if you're thinking of the sound, and I think it was really best described, and I forget what publication said this, but so I don't get some sort of plagiarism accusation, but they basically likened it to, Blondie meets the Knack.
Yes. Yeah. I think it was powerpopaholic.com. So like, who said that if you take Debbie Harry and make her the singer of the Knack, that's basically the Vibecus Augusta band. So that's kind of fun. I mean, this was, I think he said this before this last version of the band, but, probably when I released my last album, which was the world famous Hattrick. So yeah, but that's a compliment if ever I heard one. So
and I believe you've been cited as the queen of Nordicana power pop. Am I correct? Right? Like I'm trying to find the source of that.
Yeah, that sounds very familiar, but it's. It's very, very flattering. That's a new genre, I guess.
And that's the best way to be the best at it is, you know, you create your own genre.
Exactly.
And then you're it. So no, but that's it's some wonderful power pop. The new EP, the Sun Sessions EP, is available through Bandcamp. And vinyl and CD versions are going to be probably at the show. I'm totally imagining that. Vibeca, thank you so much for joining me to chat about this, to talk about tomorrow's show. I'm very excited about it. Before we go, I want to actually go back to, I want to end the set, this segment here, go back to that, I'll call it solo, but it really, you know, you had a band. It wasn't just you solo, but the world famous Hattrick album, and play one last song. The song I want to play is not the song that everyone's like, oh, this is the song that kind of made a dent, got Little Steven's attention and all that. I want to go to another track on the album, Keep on Dreaming. Any words of this as we go into that song?
Definitely a personal favorite of mine, and also a song that we always make room for in our set because it's such a fun song to play and hopefully also to listen to.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Vibeke. Again, the Vibeke Sagastad Band performing live tomorrow at Get Hip Records, 1800 Columbus Avenue on the North Shore, just right above Bicycle Heaven. Doors are at 7 p.m. More information can be found at gethip.com. Once again, thank you, Vibeke.
Thank you for having me.
And now we're going to end this segment from the world-famous Hat Trick. Here's Vibeke Sagastad with Keep On Dreaming.
Dr. Michael Noor with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer for men. African American men are more at risk. That's primarily because it's often diagnosed when it's more advanced. The good news is that diagnosed early, most prostate cancer can be treated effectively. If you're a man over 50 or have a family history of prostate cancer, talk to your doctor today about a test. For more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
It's just now midnight here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It is a show called Viva La Mock. We do a thing at midnight called the Midnight Mock. Tonight, Joe Tex going underneath the mock lights. But before I get to the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale,
They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale. Call them up at 821. Let me give you the right phone number. Call them up at 412-821-8484. Now we're going into a nice Southern Soul classic artist, Joel Text. Joe Text is his name. He's from actually from Muscle Shoals. So think of that. He's already from that era and that area. And sadly, he passed away at the age of 47 back in 1982, in August of 1982. But I've assembled a half dozen songs that celebrate the songs of Joe Tex here for The Mock tonight. Starting things off with some Rock Pile.
Kissing on you. Listen. you? You thought I didn't see you, now didn't you? You tried to sneak away, now didn't you? You thought you'd run slick, now didn't you? Now give me what you promised me, give it up!
take what I got.
Oh, you can have everything I got. Wow!
You get to take what I got. To take what I got.
Yeah!
To take what I got. To take what I got. Take what I got. Take what I got.
I'll take those glasses you're wearing.
Take what I got.
Those glasses are so cool.
Take what I got.
What do you want of mine?
Marty Jones wrapping up a Joe Tex-Mex with her version of You Got What It Takes here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Marty Jones, if you heard those backing vocals, co-vocals, what do you want to call them? Her husband and producer Don Dixon. Providing those vocals. Don Dixon, you're like, who? Don Dixon. He co-produced the first two R.E.M. albums with Mitch Easter. He's kind of one of the key figures in the Jangle Pop series of life, if I can call it a series. He's worked with Chris Stamey, The Smithereens, Guadalcanal Diary, Martha Krenz. Anyway, I digress. This is a Joe Tex-Mex, and what's interesting is Joe Tex rooted in Southern Soul. However, think of the diversity of the artists I just got done playing. Before the Marty Jones, how about some Bocephus? Yeah, Hank Williams Jr. doing his version of Hold What You've Got. The Animals in there. Of course, Eric Burden's going to jump on that Joe Tex bandwagon back in the 1960s. With the song you hear in the background, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. That was the Animals doing their version. Well, that was the original in the background, but the Animals did their version. And then how about some Power Pop? How about, like, Eddie and the Hot Rods doing Show Me? Before that, Jimmy Barnes, with I Gotcha. And then speaking of the Power Pop, Rock Pile started off the entire set with If Sugar Was Sweet As You. That, my friends, is a Joe Tex-Mex. It's 21 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. We still got 40 minutes, a little less than 40, of this program. If you're listening and it's early Saturday morning or you still think it's Friday night, thank you for listening and staying up late with me. If you're listening to an encore presentation of this show and maybe it's like 40 minutes before 6 o'clock on a Tuesday, thanks for finding this show. Or going, hey, Mockster, I can't make it up that late. I'm old. You're old, but I don't know how you do it. But I'm old, and I miss your show, so I appreciate the repeat on Tuesday afternoon. So you can hear an encore presentation of this program starting at 2 o'clock each and every Tuesday afternoon right now here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. I need to change up my background music to get back into the Viva La Mock radio program. See what I can find.
Yes, I did.
Let's go get that Low Cunning back on. That's been my background music for the duration of the evening. That's the word I'm looking for. Let's go find that. There's my background music. Again, it's Pittsburgh's own Low Cunning is my background music for the duration of the evening. Their album's actually called Tales of the Crappy Wizard. Yeah. I edit it just because I can't say the word it actually is, but you can find them on Bandcamp. It's some fun stuff. Heard some other DJs playing it the past couple weeks. It's been in our top 10, so I'm like, I gotta check this out, and I'm glad I did. Let's see, as we're moving back into more music, before I get to the music part of things, it is flu season right now. Not just the coronavirus stuff that's been out there for a year. I'm talking about just the regular flu, and you can help protect your family from this, just the regular flu. And I call it regular. There is no regular flu. They're all different strains of variants and all that good stuff. But I want to talk about taking three easy steps to help protect yourself. First, get a flu shot. Get a flu shot. It's quick and it can protect you all season long. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs, like, you know, cover your cough. Stay at home if maybe you're not feeling so hot. And this is a big one. And this is like, I don't care if it's flu season or if it's not flu season. Wash your hands. A lot. Just wash your hands. Go to the bathroom, wash your hands. Touch your face, wash your hands. Go out and touch other random things. Doorknobs. Wash it. Would you? Here's the thing. If you wouldn't lick it, you should wash it. Right? Right? I actually don't know what that means. I just made that up. So, okay. Went off on a tangent. Just want you to wash your hands. That's all I'm asking. All right. Finally, there are actually drugs that can help treat the flu illness. Help shorten that illness. These actually work best when started early. Find out more at cdc.gov/fightflu. That's all I ask. I don't ask a lot. I do ask for requests at wrctrequest@gmail.com. I do. So I asked for a few things. I mean, I asked for a bag of 50s and unmarked bills in a nondiscreet location. But never mind. Now I'm getting off on a tangent again. Moxer, come on back. Bring it on back. We got to wrap up this show. You know what I found out? And it's always sad when I find out that we've lost artists. And I've known that we've lost artists. In fact, I remember when we lost Tom Wolk. And you're like, I don't know Tom Wolk. He went by T-Bone. T-Bone Wolk? Is that ringing a bell? He joined Hall & Oates back in 1981. And then later on with Hall & Oates' guitarist at the time, G.E. Smith, he moved on to like Saturday Night Live. He was playing bass. He's a bass player. You might recognize him by seeing him. But anyway, he passed away, actually, it was 11 years ago now, today. So I wanted to play a bunch of songs that you're like, I don't know. Why would I know Tom Wolk, T-Bone? And this is the reason why. A, I find this out. Guess what? It was T-Bone Wolk providing the bass line for Curtis Blow on the Breaks. This one.
Breaks in a bus, breaks on the car. Breaks to make you a superstar. Breaks to win and breaks to
Yeah, that was before he even hooked up with Hall & Oates. So, I mean, he was doing that at a young age. Here it is. And then later on, he went on to do this. Yeah, and I'm going to play this one for you in its entirety. Why not? Normally, when I get to play Hall & Oates, I dive back into some of the 70s repertoire because it's more eclectic and sometimes more bizarre. But to celebrate the work of Tom Wolk, T-Bone Wolk, I'm going to play you four songs here that he was a part of, starting things off with some Hall & Oates. Maneater, it's the Viva La Mock radio program. It's 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. And I'm the Mockster.
She can't. Sunday Florentine evening, two men in Eden heads, telling tales of the underground and fishing for reds. Policemen on the doozies, thank God they don't speak, and say no Michelangelo, he'll be here next week.
Crystal heels, a chevron by brother. They raise a glass of amber wine, take pictures of each other. A policeman in the fountains and the sickle and the hammer. And they hail at Uncle Romulus with his fucking cane and camera.
She looked like someone's girlfriend. She looked like a dream. She looked as unlikely as the people.
Sit by me, go far out, breathe the breath out of you. Hush your mouth and cover your eyes, for I tell you part of you. He paid to have you painted in the company of angels, only to find you flooding you with Chico marks at perverted angles.
She looked like someone's girlfriend. She looked like a dream. She looked as unlikely as the people.
Patron saint of television smiles down from the shelf. Romulus can criticize, but he can't bless himself. He has a tin of pea green paint and a big roll of black tape to vandalize these obscenities and make his escape. She walked up to the nice policeman and asked him for a mesh. He saw Romulus approaching and slipped off a safety catch. Then cut down her uncle, he was painted red and green. Just as she was kidnapped in the people's limousine. She looked like someone's girlfriend. She looked like a dream. She looked so unlikely in the people's.
The Coward Brothers wrapping up that set of music with the People's Limousine here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Coward Brothers, actually a project with Elvis Costello and Tom T-Bone Wolke, who was on the Out of Our Idiot release from Elvis Costello. Just, playing some songs to celebrate his life. He passed away 11 years ago now. He was only 58 years old. And I just kind of want to throw something, as much as he was the bass player in the 80s for Hall & Oates. He also played on, for example, that Jellyfish I played before that, The Ghost at Number One. He played on that album, Spilt Milk. He played on the Squeeze, Babylon, and On album. I played Tough Love. That was him doing the accordion. And, of course, I start off that entire set with, from H2O, Hall & Oates, because of that bass line. That is Tom, or as everyone knew him as, T-Bone. Like, he's one of the few dudes you could call T-Bone and look at him and go, yeah, I'll call him T-Bone. He's one of the few dudes who could wear a beret and you don't think he's a douche. Yeah, there's like five of those people. I know one personally, and then there's like four others out there who just think they, anyway, I digress. Let's, what else should we talk about? Oh, we've got, 17 and a half minutes before this day, this evening is done. I can tell you that much. I should tell you that right now millions of kids up to the age of 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning actually over $48,000 a year still might be qualifying. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dental visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and so much more are covered. It's a helping hand for parents who have their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov. I've mentioned my background music throughout the duration of the evening has been a local Pittsburgh project called Low Cunning. You can find them on Bandcamp and help support local music. I'm doing my best. I heard them here on WRCT, and I'm like, I gotta play this. This is some intriguing and good stuff. So, in fact, I've got to play it to the extent that I'm going to have to stop the song behind me to advance the next track that I actually want to play for you in its entirety. It's actually the first track off of the Tales of the Crappy Wizard, and that's how I have to explain the profane title that these kids come up with these days. But sorry, I knew it started loud. I knew it did, and I didn't warn myself. Name of this song is, for some reason, this overland map is inexplicably covered in a dense fog of war. Say that not even five times fast. Just say it once. Slow. It's Low Cunning here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Don't forget, for future shows, if you have a request, shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for listening. A few more songs before we wrap up the night. It's Low Cunning.
Baltimore down, down in Youngstown, bodies in the street. Baltimore down, Union downtown, bodies with no feet. Baltimore down, Union Youngstown, bodies got the blues. Baltimore down, up in downtown, bodies with no shoes. And as it had cool in a 55 cut, didn't mean to do it. But a sidewalk on in the noonday sun, 10 to 1, he had to lose it.
Niemals leise, niemals laut.